That's the flank.
It does seem to me as if the players are having more of a problem hitting from nearest to us to the far side of the court.
And there must be a drift in this stadium. Players prefer playing into a drift. It means they can hit the shuttle with a lot more force. So perhaps that could just be one thing that Paul Erik's got to be aware of in this latter stages of the deciding game.
Fault
is called Paul Erik. I think hitting the net with his racket as he tried to retrieve this net shot. Yes, indeed. Good call.
Ambitious stroke to attempt from Hendrawan. Tries to play this block very fast and flat cross court. The gap was there to go for.
Well, even so, he had such a convincing lead as he changed ends, 8-1. I always tend to think that it's nice for a player to quickly get another point and move their score on.
Especially if you're considering that Paul Erik is playing from, obviously, the player's worst end. It would have been good to have got a bigger lead while his momentum was rolling, as he could have done. But that'll help him. Sensibly played the shuttle well into court. Hendrawan's been good at the net from the second half of this deciding game. But Paul Erik just pushing him away a little bit further.
Oh, that's wonderful reaction. Playing that shot like a doubles player, Paul Erik. Hardly any backswing of the racket. Oh, another one hits the line. What a contrast to the opening game when those were just missing. Now he's hitting them in. And what a difference it's making. Perfect. And again.
Starting to get the belief. Gaining in confidence, a difficult shot that one. A smash straight down the line, arms are lost afterwards.
Yes, Paul Erik very much in command now. His angled shot. And that's long. And the Olympic champion now on match point.